Okay. Tu B'Shvat. Big Eis Ratzon. I was once in a kehil. I would recommend. I came out a big platter into this kehil. I was part of a certain kehil. And I came with a big platter. And I give it out to all the chevra. I walked around. I would recommend it. You'll have to come tomorrow. We'll give you a seat. We'll try to help you out. But that's what I did. And it's such an inyan to make levedik. I went to the Rosh Kehillah. I was in a Dirshu Kehillah for a couple of years. Tu B'Shvat. And Kel Shimshin, tomorrow morning I'm probably going to pick up some fruits. If I could. If I can't, I can't. You know, if I could do it, it's great. If I can't, I can't. You know? You don't go with sugar. Yeah. Name. Snitch. So I'll be alone with the Yebishter and we'll work it out. Tu B'Shvat. Get the most out of it. But if I could, I've done this many times. I'd pick up a whole bunch of stuff. And then walk around. Pratim. Pratim. You break your... And you'll cheer up everybody. Tu B'Shvat. Let's go, guys. You go into the base medish, here's some of this, take, and I give them all out, and the Yilm eats, and they eat, and Freilich, have some more. It's gavaldik, it's good for you, it's healthy. The whole geschmack, Tu B'Shvat. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. See them, what? Make a tish with fruits, Tu B'Shvat. I'll tell you one of my favorite betlach. Eibishter makes trees have fruits. Vegetables have, the ground has vegetables. They can get bitter too. Ho ho ho. More. No vegetables. But sweet, not too often. And fruits, almost always sweet. I wanted to check. Punk the Esrig is not. Cause we appreciate when it's bitter, we'll make it sweet. Punk paket. A yid appreciates a challenge. Give me a challenge, bitter. Don't worry, we'll make it sweet. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shira. They're all singing, ah, the Shira. Shira's not a joke. They're singing and singing and singing. Meirdik in the Welt, what a Shira. Oz Yoshe every day. And it's a big schooler, Kaparis Avinus, as Yashir, what that could do for you. Ashir al Hashem, the Al Shech HaKadosh says that it's Lashon Yachid, each person, the whole thing is for me. That's the way Yid has to do Al Shech HaKadosh. We were Zeichet to all this. Me, not a we, me. Ashir al Hashem, not no Ashir, we. I'm the big guy around here. Al Shech. You think Alshik didn't learn his Labotka? I'm busy all day, I'm saying I'm great? Oh, Shira, I will sing! Only me! I don't give a guy next to me. Oh, no. Me! Ich! Gaiva, let's go! Don't be scared. You're better than all these guys. Everyone's afraid. Scary people out there. I, till today, I get scared from different people. Many years ago, I went to a chasana. Many years ago. They had a special ticket to Chile. And I went to that chasana. And I knew the Mechutin. The Mechutin was one of the best names. He had it all. A Rosh Yeshiva, this, that. His family, oh, they gold. It's a true story. Slight changes. So, and this is a true story. I saw it with my own eyes. You gotta listen to it. I come to the chasana, and there, the Mechutin, he was famous, his kids, tzaddikin, the whole family, Kedesh Kedoshim, and he did a shit, and he himself told me, I got myself, I'm a Mechutin, the whole world knows. I struck it rich. Now this is a true story. As soon as I came to the chasana, on the spot, the Mechutin runs over to me. Who are you? They all know me, by the way. We know you. Mandel, Mandel, you're Mandel. So, this wasn't in Lakewood, you know. I thought, Lakewood, all right. We hope maybe we'll reach some of the guys. But this is all right in your hoopets. And he knows me. Mandel comes right over to me, middle of his daughter's son's, where is the chassana? This is, and I was scared of him. Before I walked in, I was petrified, you know. I'm not the type to get scared these days, you know. Me? I'm better than everybody. With all my hard work, proving I'm the best guy in the world. Then whenever, I've done this. Come with the crowds and you're scared. You're better than all those Michigan, you're better than these guys. I have to go through worse stuff. Therefore, I'm just better. Rachmanis on them. Be nice to them. Be the Yevid, you know. But I'm the real guy. Yeah, you may have to do that. Not a joke. You may have to do that for a long time until you feel you're worth something. And then you got to do pratim too. Then go over to the scary guy. Shamalech Hamazel to make him feel good. He needs you just like you. He's scared of you because you're so quiet. He thinks, who knows? He's looking, what is he thinking of? He looks like he's a thought out man, not like me. I'm one of these, you know, Tiflegana types that doesn't know what he's doing exactly. He looks more thought out. And you are looking at him and hoping, I hope he doesn't notice that I'm depressed. You hear what I said? I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Dvarim Amitia. That's not much what's going on. Everywhere. All over the world. They're all... Oh, listen to this guy. He has one of those deep voices. He's one of those. He knows everything. I mean, he's a personality. He's an important person. You see just the way a guy talks. The guy just lost every penny. And he's going around begging. Maybe someone could help me. The guy with the big voice, who looks like, you know, he owns the world, you know. He just, maybe you could give him a dollar. He's never in the bits. You think I'm joking? This happens all day. Everyone's afraid of everybody. Let's be, everyone's scared of everybody. What do you do with him? Uh-oh. So, anyways, I was even scared of that machut, because the family, I adore their family. It's very chush of a family. They're really, really, really chush of, not just, you know, have your shemaim, not. You can eat the mamish peaches. And that's the machut that they're raving over. So I was already somewhat intimidated. This is a true, true story. It happened 10 years ago in Chile. When they sent me a free ticket to come there because they wanted me to the chasana very much. So I should stand on my head and spit nickels. Anyway, so I promise it's a true story. The guy, that machutin that they were. And I was like, as soon as I walked in, oh, that's the one they're all talking. Just before I came in, they gave me a, by the way, they didn't stop doing it. Shit, this time they lucked out. Cream of Klal Yisrael. The cream of Klal Yisrael picks himself up with a nut. He's got a nice beard, and he got a smile. I look at him, oh, he's one of those real happy guys. From you can tell, and he's normal. Oh, he's got it all. You know, I saw the guy. Yes, and he comes over to me. I promise you, it's a true story. You're the Mandel. I says, yeah, you know me? Yeah, we all know you. Mandel, I have to speak to you. What's the matter? I'm ready to jump off the roof. I promise it's a true story. I promise it's a true story. I'm the guy. He came to me. I says, can you hold it till after the chasana? You hold it. Let them get married first. And he mama says, maybe you call me on the phone. It's the middle of a chasana here. The guy was so desperate. This is the mechutin that everyone's saying, kizeh le'ei v'kadesh. This is the real thing. We finally got, oh, with learning and chesed and your shemayim and midos, and everyone gets along and everyone's happy. And he told me why. I'm not going to say it in public. If anybody wants to hear privately, I'll tell you what it was. He has an issue. I admit. I mean, I've seen plenty worse. I mean, he thinks he knows what's going on in the world. Oh, I mean, that's as much I'll say. Everyone's healthy. That's plenty good. They are healthy. All right, that's bad. That much I'll give away. But he has an issue. To kill a horse, I can see that. Especially if you don't learn Musa. If you learn Musa, different. What issue? Who? You learn Nevadic Musa? What are you worried? You're worried about your covet as usual. That's your problem. Learn Musa. Got some Mazaitas? It's great. But what am I going to do? He'll start crying to you. Every day he starts crying. You know why you're crying? Because the people around you have taught you for that you're supposed to cry. And you go along. And they have a point. They may have spiritual reasons for doing that. They have good reasons. And you're supposed to feel bad about boom, 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 boom. But in Nevada, a different world. What are you crying? Come on. Before this happened, you weren't... You know, a lot of people tell me, no, this made me... I used to be... Oh, he used to be everything... Just since his son, boom, or his daughter, boom, or his shvigin, boom, 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 or his wife, since that day, he's not the same. So blame it on the matzah. This I heard. He just asked me today again, did you say it? I wrote it, and he saw it. It's in this. Rabbi said, take. My betachon weeklies, they came out late. Can you give them out? Spread them out if you could. Take as many as you feel and get them out. This is last week's, but it's still good. It's great stuff. I got to tell you what I quoted this guy. Rabbi Avram Shmulevitz said this. Rabbi Avram Shmulevitz is here. He's one of the youngest sons of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. He said that his father said, a bacha came over to him. He says, how you doing? Chavrusa is no good. My roommate, can't sleep under, can't this, the food, and just the sheer, I don't really understand. He started kvetching all about everything. This is a true story. I heard it, the one who heard it from Avram Shmulevitz told it over. In the sheer. He told this to this younger man who went to the sheer. And he said, my father told me a miser, B'chaim Shmulevitz, his bacha comes over. This is not going good, that's not going good, that's not going good, that's not going good. I've had enough, I can't do it. You know what he said? B'chaim told him, no way! Because you are B'teva. Hey! Come inside. Because you are B'teva, such a type that everything, you're a piece of negativism. Therefore, this is no good, that's no good. That's Spitz Navardik. Mamish Navardik. That's real, real. He was an anacle, the Alpha from Navardik. All these depressive guys have a predisposition to being depressed, but now we got an excuse. Now, for sure you gotta be depressed because now your child, your wife, and how dare they, or how much pain and how much this. Now, for sure it's legal. Anybody would cry for such a miser. If her brother-in-law would treat you like this, or if a sister or a brother or this, or if such at the hospital and this, then for sure they're all crying all over, and that's normal. And everybody, that's, what are you, Meshuggah? But yeah. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz had Navardik of blood. He's an anacle, the altar for Navardik. He told his fellow, but the Chavrus is really no good. And the roommates really, this is really, and that's really, and my wife is whatever. Whenever we went wrong, which was everything in this guy, he said, by you are full of negativism, and now you've got a great excuse. Everything's going wrong. That's what Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, I heard this in the morning plenty of times. You have a predisposition. Don't blame. Only then everything. There is such a thing of improving a situation. But don't bet on it. Navardik's, you know, Rav Kesh used to do. There's not for the public. Anybody was getting engaged and he found out suddenly something wrong with that shidduch. Guess what Rav Kesh did? He pushed it. No! Go through with it. What's the difference with you, man? I found the guy. That's the way Rav Kesh was a little bit high. you know. But there's a point. I heard the same thing. One of the biggest Ramat Yisrael held from this therapist, a big bet Torah, from the biggest therapist in America, from the biggest names. Ramat Yisrael used to send people to him. He told this to me himself. He says, it doesn't matter who you marry. He told this to me. This is a therapist, not Novartic. The therapist you want, I'll tell you privately who. I don't know. He probably doesn't mind. I could say it, but Rabbi, who it was, a big Ben Torah, a big tzaddik, the Reb Nachas Yo, always sent people to that person. And he's got people under him. He's from the biggest in the world today. He's all over the place. He told it to me. Doesn't matter who you marry. Cut it out. But she doesn't. She's so like this, and she's so like that. Or he is. Why did I marry this guy? And you know what he does? He doesn't understand the emotional needs. He doesn't chop the emotional needs. The emotional. Now, I'm not making jokes out of things that are. There is a makom for things like this, and sometimes you can take care of them. My world is not too much into that. I mean, I used to have emotional needs until the Navaris got a hold of me. And they taught me the only need you have is to break those silly mitos. And all my emotional needs evaporated. I promise you, that's what's going to happen. I have a friend of mine who had terrible. He had, okay, you ready? He was told by from the biggest Gedolei Yisrael Mamish. Okay, I'm not going to say his name. Picture in the last door, Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Oiza, the Ger Rebbe, Rebbe Vramotche, picture the biggest. This, he is the very next door, way before, I think none of you could have even seen him. He was told by that person, you don't have an Azer. It's not a Shidduch. You don't have an Azer. Now, he didn't want to take the hint. It's time to, let's get out of this. But he wasn't divorce material. Some people, it's not happening. Besides that, he was told by a runner-up when he was Nifta. I'm talking about brand name. The whole Klai Yisrael heard of him. Picture someone like Reb Nosson, like the biggest, like Reb Baron, like Reb Nosson, the biggest people in Klai Yisrael, told him, I know what you're going through. There are other people who can deal with a wife like this. But you're not made out of that material. You can't handle it. It's not for you. Some of these guys don't care. They're cool, but you're different. The guy came crying to me. I'm stuck with this lady. And there's no way. A therapist already told him, nobody home. Talking, you know, the wall. That's what you married. Nobody home. He went to Navadi. He went to one of my favorites. And as soon as he told him his problem, he jumped up. You're so lucky. You can't do steigen. You can grow. What's with you? You got a gold mine. And he meant it. And in his own life, he lives like that. This Navardiga. He lives like, he's in a different world. We're here to break needles. What do you type it up. The guy is the happiest married person you ever met. You hear this? Thanks to Navardiga. Because they're not into that whole, she's nice, she's not nice, who cares? But everyone else has a nice, I've heard people tell this to me. But everyone else is killing you. You know what's going on with everyone else. You know what's going on. This is ridiculous. I told you the story, the guy ready to jump off the roof. That he's one of those everyone else's ready to jump. But you know what's going on with everyone else. Mind your own business. Don't look at anyone. Put on those blinders. Stick to yourself. I got it all. I got a nice Nisayan too. So what? Where can you meet those? You were born for that. Stay for Ankas. It's enough. But she's really impossible. So what? You just work in your Kas. I have witnessed the Vardigas. I witnessed an Avardiga who was told before he got married, you marry her, you're going to get divorced, 1, 2, 3. Everybody told him she was divorced. I was in his house. She adored him and loved him to pieces. I was as he complimented her food, and she was crazy over him. I saw it. I saw her. No, she looked fine. And I was in another one's house where she was one of those. And she was young. And she let him have it and have it. He was just laughing, you know. It was just fine, you know. He didn't care. He was complimenting her too. They were both complimenting, wonderful. He mommy didn't care. He was like laughing. And she got him for this and got him for that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. I got to improve. You know what they do today? This is not compatible. This is not... The relationship needs... they don't really have a communication skills. You got to get the skills. Now, look. Listen to me. There are people that this is not for you. There are people who go to therapists, learn how to do certain things, and they improve. Chas v'chalila. You can do that. I live happily ever after. You can correct. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky told me. That's all. There are people who are helped by therapists. And those days, there were less. There was no pushing of therapists. Rabbi Miller did not like them. Mo Birnbaum did not like them. A lot of big people were fired. Chaim Chaim Krentz did not like them. And these people were involved in the klal. They didn't like them. But Shlomo Gissinger told me he doesn't like them. And that's already these days. He was very, not because something we saw. What did this guy do? He taught the guy how to hate his wife and he did a good job. And you're right, we got to kill her and he was taking. So, okay, but there are people who are helped by them. Oh, yes. There are people who should go to them and it'll help them and it's a mitzvah to go. The only thing is I am very stuck. Don't rely on them. It's not fair to them. You don't rely on the human being. Leave him alone. For being an Avodah Zarah, you know Daniel ran away after they started worshiping him. Because you know, you're in trouble if they start worshiping you. It's not healthy to be worshipped. Don't worship me. Before you go davening, I know a guy used to go to a therapist. He got nowhere until he started davening. You're my therapist. Make him do the right thing. From that day on, the therapist is on the mark all the time. That's my goodness. Anyway, how do I get into this? So, who? That's right. Marry a closed Esrig box. Don't be so disposed. Where can you meet us? Who cares? Who cares? This guy told me, now listen to this one. I spoke to a guy who is a malach in not getting angry. It ain't happening. Two guys, Reuben and Shimon, and they know each other. And Shimon told me about Reuben. Reuben is cool as could be. And Shimon's burning. I'm always exploding. And this guy, I see the way he deals with his wife. And it's such a pleasure. The way this guy's such a mensch. And I just don't have it in me. I just don't think my father was an angry type. And I can't help it. Reuben told this to me. I'm changing things a little bit. Reuben and Shimon are fictitious. That's official. But that there is a Reuven that's talking about a Shimon like this, that's for sure true. And there's wait till I tell you what Shimon has to say. Now, Reuven is crazy jealous of Shimon. He's a mensch. I'm always exploding. And it's on his head 24-7. My temper. He comes to me and cries, let's try this, let's try that. I can't. And he, and his jealousy of... Now, listen closely. This Reuven is very careful when he watches his eyes. He's good at it. He doesn't even hop what a blessing he has. He has no issues. Come on. Like other people do. He's way ahead of everybody. That's where his nature, I don't know where it's coming from. He once worked on it. Someone Davin, he walks around, he automatically looks away. He's a tzaddik. Reuven, who's burning with jealousy over Shimon's caste level. Now comes Shimon, who is, unfortunately, smooth, sweet, never gets angry. His wife loves him. He's got issues. He can't watch himself. And he's watching Reuven. That's an Elochayit. Look at me, the bum. I promise you, Rabbi Yisai. In Avad, they taught this to me. The guy, everybody's got an issue that you don't know about. And you're busy. He's got something you don't know about. Everybody. And you're talking about it, and then you're comparing yourself to all these other people. Remember, everybody has a burning issue. Now, listen to this. I remember once, one of my relatives telling me about the children. Malki, I have no trouble with Malki. I love her. Her daughter. But my husband, Malki and him. My problem is Gitti. My husband gets along and says, everybody's got, this is your makom amidus. Everybody has a different, you know what the Altar of the Radix says? You see the dog on a leash? He looks like he goes where, a long leash, he goes wherever he wants. He can't go wherever he wants. So he hits a certain point, he looks like a big shot. I'm going alone. See the guy, he's got all the good meatos until he hits a certain point. Suddenly he's dead. He can't move, just like everyone else. The Alter von Radig is a muscle. The time of the, what is it called? The, whatever you're, with the alcohol. No, there was, what is it called? Who? Prohibition. You gotta watch with the prohibition. And this guy, the guy comes and people are coming to see him. And the authorities are coming and arresting people left and right. And this guy says, oh, you want to find out if I have any of that stuff in my house? Come right in. No. Don't go to him. Come to me. I'm a straight shooter here. And they look at him. This guy, we got an honest guy. Everyone's going like this. And he's like a real friendly guy. He looks like he's an honest person. He's straightforward. We don't have to go sneak. Yes. Come, search my house. Head to toe. Come on. I'll help you. Yeah. This room, see? Anything? Nothing. See? Next room? See? Nothing there. See? Upstairs? Boom. See? Now come to the cellar. Come. I'll show you everything. Now there's a room right behind him that he's a smart cookie. And he knows how to, yeah, come, let's go. And he's always like, oh, yes, and he always distracts them into that thing. No, come here, you're going the wrong place. Yeah, that's right. Now, let's go downstairs. Then he comes up again right away. First thing he does is same spot. Tribes say, well, what do you say? And they smile. They say, we appreciate working with a gentleman like yourself. You are. As soon as they leave, he turns around, opens up, hires tons of it. He's worse than all his friends. He's got alcohol to Shemayim. Barrels and barrels. It's all hidden. So he says, the Altar for the Vardig. People play games all their lives, running away from the truth. And they're working all the midos that aren't for them. They're busy working on this and that and that. You have an issue that you don't want to address. Okay, now look. I'm getting everybody depressed. Somebody asked me today, why aren't you more Navarri? You're too much in the Chavis Havavah. Someone just said today. Now you got some Navarri, you want some more? I'm joking. But I will say the following. Our Midah! Hold from yourself! Don't avoid it! Don't say, I'm too busy working on Anova, on Kinna, on Taiva. Hold from yourself! That's our issue that everybody's, why don't you work on it? Because it's not really true. Why don't you want to work on self-esteem? Yeah, work on self-esteem. I got better things to do. Work on self-esteem. It's not that bad. You're falling apart. You're busy with your jealousy and everything. Anyway, okay. So, it's not, you do whatever works. And let's say my Rebbe once told me you could be doing the wrong thing and it's also going to work. Did you hear that? You could be working the wrong direction. And I've seen it. You could be the craziest, most negative guy in the world, doing everything wrong, and you're going to be Matzliach. Because Hashem will make you, isn't that something, especially this day and age? We try. We try to do the right things. Don't be so misspoiled if you're doing things wrong. Nishkefal. I had a big mitzvah the other day. I blame it on the Sfardim. Those Sfardim on vest. No Sfardim around? I want to comfort them a little bit. Oh, good, good. So at least I have somebody that'll appreciate. I have a Sfardim. So, oh, yeah. The cream of the Sfardim is with us. Do you know this guy calls me up? Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Mandel. You said a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I have this baby who is in a coma. And it's over. And you said that baby is going to jump out of bed and start dancing on the roof. Remember? Yeah, I usually say that. That's exactly what happened. That's the second time. So I see he's a Sephardi guy. Maybe he gets credit because the Sephardi did the best. But you can give me credit if you want. It's fine. Let's give the Yehudis the credit. It's the second time I have such a mice. It was Erev Sukkos or Pesach. I think Sukkos. Erev Sukkos a year ago. A guy called me up about his nephew, a little boy. And I said, watch. By Mitzvah Yomtiv, he's going to jump out of the hospital. The kid was in a car. No. This kid had a stroke. A 5-year-old little kid, Rahman looks like, had a stroke. And I said, he's going to be jumping. That's what I said. And Mitzvah Sukkos, the uncle calls me up, Mandel, he's driving his tricycle. And the doctors are going crazy. I try to explain to them, it was Mandel's bracha. That part I added. But you understand, you know Mandel, is no one like him. But I got up in front of Mike Hillen this week. And I said the following. Rabbi say, everybody knows what a tzaddik I am. When anybody comes to Liquid, I always tell them, have you seen the signs? Tzaddik Bali Ir. That's me. Everybody knows. I have a little complaints on the guys who put it out. I was hoping for a little more titles over there. But the Evan, Gaina Tzaddik Butina Kadisha, okay, minimum. I recommend say Bechula. So that way you're safe. Say, etc. That way you're safe, because otherwise, it's not me. I don't mean me. I mean, covered up Torah. You know that. Yeah, I don't mean me at all. I'm an honor. It's covered up Torah. I'm L'Shem Shemayim. I want to get a lot of respect, because L'Shem Shemayim. Anyway, one thing I will tell you about that stuff. The Vardig is held Gaiva is much better than covered. Covered means you need everybody. Gaiva means I don't know if I can call myself a Raid of Covet. That's too low for my books. But they said the Raid of Covet is a guy that takes off his yarmulke. He's looking for a handout. Give me some covet, guys. He needs everybody. Please, do you hold for me? Did you like my speed, John? Say yes. Did you? The guys outside, they think I'm good too? What about, how many people were there? A lot of people. They all like me. So many people like me. There's less people coming, there's less people like you. Now it's time to get the press. Because my Yom HaBriyos is, that's the most important thing. What do people say? Or else, what do people say? That's my life. Then you know. Now sometimes you need to do that, by the way. Sometimes you might. And sometimes I do it too. But watch out. They're gonna carry you around like a nobody. Because now I'm a Gaiva, I do believe. Gaiva means I'm not waiting to hear your opinions. I know I'm great. I don't need anybody. It's nice to hear, but I don't need, because then what happens when one day they decide we made a mistake? Now we know who you really are. What you did yesterday. Now you're finished. See, if I'm telling people, it's over. Got to watch every move I make. Watch what you're doing. They think you're this. You know what? My Rebbe told me, he doesn't hold from my having seen them, by the way. If everybody would pick themselves up one day and say, we got a better guy than you, my Rebbe would say, Mandel, phew. I just lost all my seed. I'm not joking. I'm not Dafke asking for that. But, what? Rebbe, Everybody's telling me he doesn't like to see the business. He doesn't like it. Especially they all kiss me over the head and give me nothing. That's all right. We'll live with it. It's not so pushy. I don't think it doesn't get the end. Not so healthy. Seriously. It's good to make it move a little, but otherwise, I'm witnessed people who are honored at dinners for doing great things. I saw my own eyes. The day after, they were animals. The COVID is not healthy. They so watch what the wife has to go through with it, with this maniac who's right now, he thinks, oh, you know, you're talking to, you know, and he saw me, honored me yesterday. Now you can't say nothing to me. I'm in charge around here. Some people might need that, because she's the boss until that happens. It might be worth it sometimes. But I myself witnessed two younger lives the day after they were honored. You can tell something's not good. Not so pushy. It ain't so healthy, the whole world. You know, Rabbi Yisrael Meyer said he can't stomach. He can't to see them take a man and everyone's raving over him. By the way, it's not so. Rabbi Scheinberg did hold. The Moistus need it. You build the Shem Shemai. I know somebody, they were honoring him and his wife. And, what? It's what? The Busha. They once asked Rabbi Aaron. They wanted to honor him. He said, please, just that bazillion don't give me. Rabbi Aaron called me. Just don't give me that bazillion. That's what he said. The, that's a push of that stuff. I know a guy, he went to a Rav. All the Moistus are going to kill me for this. Please don't listen to me. But it's good to hear. He went to him and his wife. They were going to honor. It's a true story. Said, what should we do? The Rebbe says, look, you can do it, but say God's telling. He said, I don't want to get involved. By the way, I know hundreds of people. They're all fine. It's fine. Enjoy the covenant. Also, don't listen to me so much. Don't leave the body. Is, okay. Shit. But so Maya couldn't stomach it. How can you do that? What are you doing? He's a great guy. They're all talking about him. It won't kill you to have a certain distaste for the whole concept. Well, Stam, the way we talk, that Latrian. What about you? Anytime somebody raves about anybody, I always challenge him. What about you? I hold you bigger than him. Come on. How can you compare me to him? I said, no. I ain't part of Latira. There's a tzad, you're better, you know that? You know what the Gemara says? My chazal tells me, if someday the guy can give you a gun, you shoot the Gadol HaDor. No, the Gadol HaDor wants to shoot you, chas v'shalom. They tell the Gadol HaDor, you don't shoot this yid, we're going to shoot you. The Gadol HaDor has to say, Yehari Val Yava, go shoot me. Why? Because who says the Gadol HaDor is better than you? It's a Gemara! Nobody knows nothing about anybody. You know, the Shemar Munim says, you have to suspect that you're the man that's holding up the whole world. The Shemar, he wasn't for Slabotka. In his Sefer, Tyrus HaKadosh, he said, suspect that you're the man that's holding up everybody. No? Why does anybody do that? Suspect. I suspect very much that the fact that at this point, I'm already like, you know, my suspicions have a talk of beginning to believe that. Talking about me. I've chazed so many times my mindless. For sure, while I chazed my mindless, I'm busy putting down everyone else. That's a tonight couple. I don't just lift myself up. I put everyone else down. Do you hear what I'm doing? I told you my right. Rabbi Aaron Feldman himself, who doesn't like to be, as I said, this you can say my name. I hold the belt. Aaron Akain was told by the Amish themselves. The Amish knew how to be Mechanic people. When Aaron Achlishas Das, he said, Shalcha Gedel Mishalem, you're better than everyone else. No. When I'm Talishas Amigdullah Sachim, he's supposed to be happy with it. Some people, the whole life being, oh, you have to be happy with it. Oh, what about being happy with me? What are you wasting your energy on another Gadol book? Read all the Gedol books. No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's plenty good, plenty, but I would write a book about myself. And I'd steig. This, I'll tell you honestly. You can take it or leave it. I do this. I know the story that Rabbi Aaron cried. I heard it from himself. Rabbi Aaron cried when he realized he didn't have to much so much in learning with that person. He was a star from day one. He cried. Did you hear that?
he cried. So I say, if Rabbanika cried that he wasn't the Nebuch right here, a lot of feel good. And whenever I read, I read a lot of stories of tzaddikim. As soon as I read the youth, now Rabbi Shai, watch what you're doing. I really want to be careful with this, because respect for G'dayli Yisrael, I want to give any hatzlach I have, is because I did have a lot of respect, enough to run after them. A lot. I recommend run after those G'dayli and respect them, those Shemayim and your parents. There's no end to that stuff. But you got to have two sides to you. Sometimes you don't chap how that's drowning you. Your respect is out of hand. That's all you think about. Easy. Now, what was I saying? Who? You read. As soon as he was a kid, everybody saw, this is the future God loved her. I smile. I see. I'm way ahead of him. What do you think? No, don't. Use your head. Who's more, who's bigger? What do you think? Alomi cross Svaru. You know, Chazal are very big in the Svar. You know, there's Rabbeinu Nissim Gain. He says, I think he brings it, in Slaboti, he used to talk about this a lot, Avraham Grudzinski. You know that the Syrians, Damascus is going to get it someday because they tortured their prisoners. Amos. It's a pasuk at the beginning of Amos. Shoyos Amos. That says, where are they going to get it? Because they tortured. It's known till today. Syrians? The Syrians, what they do? I know a guy who was there. Oh, not Pasha. Syrians are known. Why? It's not in the Sheva Mrs. B'nai Nayach. Where does it say you can't torture prisoners? Geneva Conference. No, you're not supposed to. That's new stuff. But where does it say in Sheva Mrs. doesn't say anything about it? Says Reb Nissen Gain, you have brains? You don't understand it's wrong? You gotta understand. No, don't tell me it doesn't say anywhere. Svara! Seichel! Use your seichel! Who's bigger? The man that, when he was born, they loved him and said he's the future Gadol. And then he sits and learns by Spanish. They'll love him and kiss him and hug him. A warm, loving mother and father. Everything's going beautiful. Or me. I don't mean me. I was also a future Gadol. I'm also one of the great guys. I'm just making believe. What's going to be with our son? That I have to watch my... This is not true. I have to watch my family, my parents kill each other. Who's going to smack me up first? I got first. I'm joking. But whatever happened, people have hard times in class or at home with the brother, the sister, or all of the above. These people are... You, Yaseichel! Aren't they better? So what if the guy's going around, if I have beads, and I have an earring here, long hair, and I come to shul with sandals, with smelly feet from outside, because I haven't quite learned, you don't do that. Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't understand. Okay, now look, I'm not telling anybody to become a Taita B'Shugat. It's no mitzvah. It's no mitzvah. But you don't make away with such a person. Don't make jokes out of him. He's doing the best he can. You think he's a joke in the world of truth? All right, I'm not saying I'm getting extreme. But look, you have to, if it makes you feel better, for no other reason, forget about the truth. If it makes you feel better to build yourself up, you're mechuyev to do it. I have a picture here of me together with, and I look good. I came out looking like the smart guy. My hand was like this. I look like one of these thought out, something I never do. I don't think too much. I just have a thing, and my hand is like this, and I'm on my best smile for a change. They finally got me to smile. And I smile a little bit, not too much. And I came out good. And I'm standing right next to, I'm a person, but it's a little being, famous person. So what do you think I do with it? It makes me feel good. It's all over the place. You come to my house, you'll bump into it. I'm joking. But my Rebbe told me that if it makes you feel good, you do it. It makes you feel good. Hang it up. Blow it up. Until instead of blowing up your Rebbe, maybe you should do that. Some people have a lot of hatzlacha. I did those type of things. Not his picture so much, but I was into him. But if it makes you happy, blow yourself up. You make a private room and put on the door big letters, have it done special. Rosh Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla. Don't write Rosh Kibahad. No. Spell it out. Rosh Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla inside. We, no appointments available for the next 10 years. And then a little smaller picture of you. Then come inside and have a big blown up picture of you. You know, and beautiful, where you look like, where the, and have a picture of everyone else looking like ants next to you. And you're blown up, and you're sitting like this, looking down at all the ants. Nice to know you. Do you know that Rabbi Yerucham says in so many words that that's what you have to do? Rabbi Yerucham Lubavitch, that's not Slobodka. He said it. He said the guy who's working and holding for himself has to hold he's better than the whole world. You know that? In Parshas Noach, take a look. In Das Torah, Parshas Noach, he go and this, goes Lebedek. For our door, he says, just like the Anav has to feel everyone's better than me, the guy who's working, right, and nobody's as good as I am. Forget it. Okay, anyway. So, I do my share in that stuff. I work hard. I know, in the next world, what am I worth? Plenty. What do you mean, what am I worth? Don't talk like that. You know the way everybody talks? Who am I? You ever hear that? I never do that. Ever. Because you got to lie and so you call yourself a nobody? I would never say I'm a nobody. I'm not a nobody, I'm great. That's a, says the truth. Now I want to tell you something. I once spoke in public, and I got up in front of hundreds of people, and I said like this. They once asked somebody to speak, and he got up, and he said, Rabbi Sai, I'm not really ready to speak. As soon as he said that, someone got up in the crowd and said, we all agree, please sit down. I made it up. It's a joke. And later I found that it was true. And they say the one who said, Eina Chinami was a brisker. I'll tell you who it was privately. I'm not really brisker. Thought for a minute, says Eina Chinami. Don't start up with the brisker. Anyway, he said, no. Anyway, so the, okay. So now, I told my Sheva this week, it's time for a change. I'm not going to change so fast, but it's time for Ayin Torah. Leiv Shesamach V'Gdulas Achiv. I for sure hold there's nothing better than my stuff. Nothing near it. Nothing comes that was ever printed since. You know, the ultimate Kel Mashver was a Munkah Shechosin. I bought him a whole set of all the Musa. He loved all the Musa stuff of the ultimate Kel, especially. He liked the way the ultimate Kel used to praise his own stuff. He says, this vart is Kafter V'Fedach. This vart is beautiful on his own stuff. And he says, Echalila to say, people were criticizing him. Chalila on my Talmud Torah of Kelm is Kedesh Gedolah, where he builds up. He loved his own stuff. This stuff is Torah's Moshe Mitzrayim. And my Shvel loved the way he praised his own stuff. Shvel liked it. Anyway, I'm into that. So I have, I'm very into that stuff. But I decided, he gives man, I've got to start. Pick somebody who is in my league who does similar stuff than I do. Should I tell you this? This guy used to read me 24/7. He told me I saved his life. His whole family turned around. I hope he's not listening. But here he comes over to me and he named someone else who also puts this type of stuff. And for years, man, dull. Suddenly one day, he says, I love a certain name. He is so good. He just told me again recently. He's such a tzaddik. You know, I like him. He's a special tzaddik. And he stopped going, and I sit and listen. That's so nice. I'm so happy for you. Now, I never said anything to the guy. It might have been more like, you know, you remember your old friend. I don't know if it's so, but it's fine. But I would like to spend time going to the enemy, or the potential enemy, and spending time with him. And enjoying, we put out another one. Ooh, you gotta see, and telling everybody how I love his stuff. Navani, why do I need that? I need a change. I'm already bored of me. I know me already. I know how great I am. You ever see, you sit down to a meal, meat, potatoes. Okay, Sunday chicken, Monday steak. You need a change. Tuesday's menu, let's try some meatballs with some this type of stuff on top. Now, we already had fries. Let's try baked potatoes. Let's try fresh salad with the Caesar. Well, let's get blue jello. Let's have variety. I believe a variety in Yiddishkeit. The Baal Shem HaKadosh says that the Eibishter wants you to serve him in many different ways. Sometimes like this, you may not like it. You want, but I want a steak and this and that. And David says, oh, you got a son, you better, you have no choice. Now you're going to be busy. And David still wants changes. Now let's try. So I need a change. So if you're going to start hearing me for the next 2 years talking about someone else and not me, you'll know it's because I needed a change. But I'm not so sure. I would do it to a certain degree, but I wouldn't advise my friends to do it. Not so fast. No, sir. When Aaron had Chalishas Hadas, and the Eibishter told him, you're bigger than everyone else, all the Nesiim, why didn't he tell him, Aaron? Come on, some variety. You could be happy with 11 different Nesiim, and get Shechar like crazy. No, he said, you're better than everybody. The Eibishter knows how to be Mechanach people. Aaron HaKohen, he speaks like that too. Aaron HaKohen, the biggest Balmidus in the world. Then he tells him, you're better than everyone else. Aaron HaKohen had to hear that. Because Aaron has Chalishas Hadas. And our Olam is Becheskas Chalishas Hadas. I know the Olam. Chazaka. Becheskas Chalishas Hadas. Everybody all over. Guess who are the worst cases? The guys who... Because every Kadesh Nikis, the guy who just got seated, Kedushin. Watch, you want to, I tell you to have that done, Chasana? No. They all suffer. The whole world's suffering. The ladies, the men, the ladies have their own problems. My house is neat. I got you. Now she's had nachas. Everyone else is jealous of her nachas. But her house is in shambles. And all she knows is, I know, my children are good, but I'm such a slob, and my husband, he's a yucky, or my neighbor, Dayton. I once had a woman come to me in the middle of my Purim Suda, 2 or 3 years ago. Rabbi Mendel, you saved my life when you said you're allowed to be messy. Bless this mess. Get a big sign. Bless this mess. So you're messy. So, it doesn't mean you have to look to be like that. Some people can't help it. Bug off. Everybody, you know, people, it's all covered in a different form. You know, it's the house. By some people, it's the house. House, the house. House. 24/7, the house. And the kids are scared of the mother. And everyone's scared. Watch out. There are certain types that are like that. They're all over the place, these type of ladies. Everybody has their own type of Yetzirah. You better watch it. And there's other ladies that, if they're not the talk of the town, if they're not the loudmouth among their friends, I'm too shy. I don't fit in, you know. Yeah, I want to tell you something about being shy. I was told by Rabbi Kreiser and a friend, talk about boys, forget about girls. Girls, coast game. Nothing wrong with being shy. Nothing wrong with being shy. I'm going to war. Against this whole, you gotta be outgoing, a big mouth. Everybody's jealous of the loud mouth. I want to tell you something. You can be an Amoritz the Raisa. But if you have a big mouth, all the shasas are buckled to you. You walk in, they're quiet types. They just finished shas yesterday. They're tzaddik and gurum, but you got a big mouth. They're all in awe because everybody respects, especially Rabbi Yosef Leib tells us, says, you want to make it in this world? Don't be afraid of people. The less you're afraid, the more they're he's actually not afraid of people. They can't get over you. They think you're a malach. It's not a bad thing to do, by the way. I hold from it. Not to be afraid. I try to work on it. Because somebody deserves it. In Nevada, they say, you're afraid of people. It's no good. But people are in awe. But ladies, I'm too shy. I don't want to tell you nicer, but I heard this from one of my close female relatives. She was once, they used to get together all the ladies. And there was one loudmouth over there that all the ladies were in awe of the, she was a microphone. And she knew everything more than everyone else. She was, the other ones used to sit and, yes, yes. And years went by. They all had nachas from the kids except for the loudmouth. So you're not a loudmouth. You know the Chofetz Chaim's mother? Then you schmooze around with the ladies. She's busy with Attila. Now, watch what you're doing, ladies. Not everybody. But it's a fact. It's good to know. She was busy saying Tillim. He once showed it Tillim. It was mother. And it was ripped through. He says, that's where the Chofetz Chaim came from. When the other ladies were talking. You know what happened to that kid? They all went off the derech. In that area, the Litvakis, Chofetz Chaim, his mother was busy saying Tillim. You know. So maybe they looked at her a little funny. But look what became of. Anyway, I spoke enough. It's 9 o'clock. It's a pleasure talking to the Eilim. Anybody want L'chaim to B'Shvat, Rabbi Yisrael, Chamish Asa B'Shvat, and we should have a happy, sweet New Year, Rosh Hashanah L'Ilanos, and we'll all buy an Esrig. We should misbal a good Esrig. I misbal that I should be a real Esrig. That's what I would like. I want to be good Taira. Good. The word is I'm already there. The shaila is how much better. It's not. I have a challenge. You know, one of my hardest times of the year is Elul. What am I supposed to do tshuva on? What can I do? By the way, you know how many people I told this to? I says, you know what your tshuva is? I told it to be satisfied with what you have. Don't think it's easy. Be shteig in sameach b'chalkai. Be a carbon pesach. Why can't you have water? Don't even a little water. I like me. Basoiva. That's the remez. Be full. Be full. What are you? Make yourself full. Sabeinu mutuvecha. If you're full with the goodness going on, you're right. Then samcheinu b'shua secha. Then you'll get Yeshua's also. Maybe she's even a satisfied customer. You know, so many people run to me. Rabbi Dahl, I work so hard on B'tochen. Nothing can happen. I work so hard on B'tochen. You know why? Because the Abishah sees the way you're acting now. You have no satisfaction to your matzah. You have no... You can't be civil anything that doesn't go your way. It kills you. So when he does give you what you want, you're going to find other reasons to go bananas. You have to have a certain satisfaction in the present. And then you get a better chance to get a better future. And every hitter of B'tochen that you have, I advise people, it works like wonders. I just got myself $4,000. The guy calls me up. Mandel, $4,000. For B'tochen Weeklies. I say, just one thing, Mandel. I heard you speak. And you said something over there. You said that you never collect money, which is true, from Gvir. And the other day you saw Gvir in the base medrash. And you know he would give you $1,000. And your dafka didn't go over to him. And you went straight to Hashem. I go to Hashem. Just one thing I ask you. If you see a base medrash, say hello to me. That's it. I says, I'm doing tshuva right away. Anyway, but I got myself